the sound of historic Grotto Spring in downtown Eureka Springs. And this is Sweet Spring. Magnetic Spring is the most productive. But Basin Spring was the first discovered in the mid-1800s by pioneers who claimed the water could heal. Soon, crowds of sick and disabled came by horseback and wagon to take the water cure for fevers, pain, even cancer. Those who stayed named the place Eureka Springs and established a grand Victorian-era health spa. Nearly 140 years later, tourists still visit Eureka Springs' many spring reservations, but just maybe by this time next year, Eureka Springs Mayor Robert Butch Berry, a fourth-generation Carroll County resident, hopes medical marijuana tourists will be flocking here as well.
It's going to be a tremendous benefit to Eureka Springs and add another element of the healing properties of the community.
The Arkansas Medical Marijuana Commission and Alcoholic Beverage Control Division of the Department of Finance and Administration will regulate and have oversight of Arkansas's 32 dispensaries and 5 marijuana cultivation facilities. The state legislature also has filed more than a dozen bills to change the law. Once rules are established, the commission will begin to choose applicants who will have to pay hefty licensing fees, bonds, and prove cash assets. Implementation is scheduled for May 8th. Sandy Martin is chair of Eureka Springs Mayor's Task Force on Economic Development.
The tourism industry is a wonderful industry, but as we all know, it's traditionally one of the lowest paying jobs, and it's seasonal, and there's a high amount of turnover.
Low-wage waitresses, motel and hotel maids, shop clerks, and cooks tend to come and go, she says.
What we need is new industry, and we think that the medical marijuana end of it, feeding into kind of rebranding Eureka Springs as a medical arts center, would be a great shot in the arm for our economy.
The Arkansas Department of Health will issue medical marijuana patient registry identification cards. Individuals deemed by their physician to have any of 18 qualifying conditions ranging from Alzheimer's, cancer, arthritis, hepatitis C, and nausea. A medical marijuana industry, Sandy Martin says, would complement the dozens of massage therapists, acupuncturists, and herbalists that operate around Eureka Springs.
We're a town of a little under 2,100 people, but we have to have public services and infrastructure to accommodate over 1.5 million people a year. That means we have major police force, first responders, we have phenomenal medical professionals here, hospitals. We can probably provide better oversight per capita.
Martin, a public relations specialist, worked early on with David Couch, the Little Rock lawyer who sponsored the medical marijuana constitutional amendment in Arkansas. She invited Couch to Eureka in late December to talk about how the new law might work, and he plans to return once all the rules are in place. We contacted a half dozen residents interested in opening a grow operation or dispensary. All declined to talk on record for now. But Eureka Springs Mayor Butch Berry says he knows of 4 groups of investors who plan to apply for a permit. And Sandy Martin says with medical marijuana city tax collections, Eureka could also invest in medical marijuana research.
A science research center on medical marijuana, cultivation, research lab, incubator, anything like that. We could do that.
Still, for now, the efficacy of medical marijuana remains hazy, much like the alleged healing properties of Eureka's historic cold water springs. I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville for Arkansas Public Media.